welcome back. And we have Tim Alexander joining us in a moment regarding his blog, World News Blog, and military, geopolitical, and financial analysis. That was a really good hour and a half with Leo, and of course, a half an hour discussing some issues like diabetes, and then getting into discussions of the apostasy within the Catholic Church and the response of good Christians that are American and around the world, including China, that are responding against that evil, which is very good. So, Tim, are you there? Ah, so that's usually unusual for Tim not to show. Now, I'm going to start going over some of Tim's news items from yesterday. The first top 11 Russian hack questions the rogue electors should be asked the CIA. While everyone is focused on Christmas, the evil global banking cartel are attempting to do a killing blow to the American democracy and freedom. And don't forget, they intend to bring World War III to us under Hillary Clinton soon. In other words, I want to literally, even at this late stage, Trump, the Trump government, and bringing Hillary Clinton in with literally declaring the election void. They're also trying to get the rogue electors and the Electoral College to actually get a briefing regarding a Russian election hack from the CIA so that they can actually get electors to swing either go to the congressional vote for or have literally declare the Electoral College invalid. Pro-Hillary dark forces plot an anti-Trump coup. Whether you love Donald Trump or hate Donald Trump, the coup is against the American people, pure and simple. And, of course, I think people should understand now the real Donald Trump is a good American. He's a blue-collar billionaire who's trying to do good to America to rebuild not only the economy but bring back Christian values, pro-life values with Trump, with Vice President Pence. And you're going to see a lot of changes occurring. So it's not just going to be saying Merry Christmas. It'll be, you know, that the fetus will be safe in the mother's womb and won't be put through the same kind of dangers. What are the hearsay leaks about the Russian election hacking attempting to achieve? Soft coup, of course, the beginning of a major push to unseat and denude Trump of his success as president. And I don't think people understand just how insane this is of really what's going on here now. The truth about the Russian hacking is very disturbing. The Office of National Security, which oversees 17 agencies, found no evidence. Neither is the FBI to indicate that the Russians literally could influence the election. There's actually good information that Homeland Security hacked at least 11 times into the DNC, and that, in fact, it was Homeland Security that was doing it. It was probably internal. And also, if you're going to hack, you certainly use your A-team, which doesn't leave tags to indicate who hacked it. So when they try to say they have incontrovertible evidence that some of their hacks indicated that they were from Russia, you don't use your B-team, which doesn't know what they're doing, and leaving tags to indicate, hey, Hill Kilroy or Russia was here. So this is a total scam. It's got all the markings of a digital false flag. They call it the Purple Color Revolution. Again, remember, Bill and Hillary both showed up in purple. We see a lot of indications that they're using these colors to indicate they're going to do something. U.S. foreign policy and the Electoral College vote towards a December 19th surprise. And again, 19th is next Monday. And what the authors and many people are missing is that even if they can't steal the 19th vote and don't think that they can do, too many people might spill the beans about bribery attempts. The next step is the joint session of Congress that counts the vote and accepts it. Is at this stage that some Republican senators and congressmen could cross and vote not to accept the results. So, you know, we have to understand that they have to not only the 19th, but they have to have the Congress validate the 19th vote. That's what's going on. WikiLeaks bombshell, Assange ally states that Clinton election hack was an inside job, not a Russian act. Wow. I mean, this fits in exactly. Former British Ambassador Craig Murray said he has met the person who handed over the emails, and they were from the Democratic National Committee. The emails were released by Mr. Assange's site and caused damage to Hillary Clinton's reputation, but it was internal within the DNC. Is that interesting or what? Video brilliantly illustrates how fake and scripted MSM reality is. And, of course, the link is they have one job to shape and promote certain events while censoring others, telling you what the system wants you to know and believe about your world. And again, that's why I call it the mushroom media. Keep you in the dark and feed you BS. That's what's going on. And then if you look back at some of the news in the previous days until we get Tim, we have, of course, Stop the CIA coup, the deep state versus Donald Trump and the people. The fact that Trump took apart the CIA, and I saw Mr. Wallace from Fox News trying to, you know, embarrass Donald, and Donald said, no, there's no evidence whatsoever that the CIA are correct, and neither is the FBI or the Office of National Security agree with this. So why would you push this narrative suggesting that I won the election because Russia hacked it and actually tilted the vote against Hillary Clinton? First off, the information is true about her server and about her foundation and everything else. And it was these documents now have come out from these independent sources to show that they're leaked. But his response was outraged that Wallace kept on pushing this narrative. And I think that's very appropriate. So I don't think they're going to get anything over Donald, and certainly not going to try to embarrass him into it, accepting in a viewpoint that is destructive to his own presidency, which is a landslide. And Mr. Kushner, his son-in-law, is with a strategic analysis and basically guiding the last few months of the campaign, is probably the most important person in terms of actually why he won, is Mr. Kushner, who's going to come and probably be in some aspect or other, along with Ivanka, his wife, acting as an advisor for Donald, because he needs that advice to steer through this very dangerous patch of what are called geopolitical alligators and major predators. Tim, welcome back.
Yes. So I'm late.
What happened?
Traffic. Bad traffic.
Christmas
traffic.
It was
kind of crazy.
Yeah, I call it Stressmas. Do you like that?
I did two special reports on my news block yesterday about this really soft coup that they're attempting.
Right, I saw that. And I talked about it for a moment because I wanted to do an intro before you arrived. I want you to expand on that, please.
Well, the 19th, which I think is Monday, right. The electors meet in their state capitals. It depends on the state. Some meet in either one of the general assemblies chambers. Others meet in the governor's office. And they meet to vote for president. They actually decide the who gets to be president. Now, Trump has about 36 or so more votes than he has to have to be elected.
Right.
But there is the push to basically steal the election.
Right.
Now, I don't think that they're going to get enough people to switch. No. Even with bribery, there have been threats and everything else. But you see, it doesn't end there, because the kicker is the Congress has to vote in joint session to count. Well, they meet, they count the votes, and then they vote to accept it.
Right.
If they reject the election, then it goes into the House and the Senate. House for the presidency, Senate for the vice presidency. The House has only 50 votes. They vote by state. Now, between now and about the second week in January that the House counts the votes. Between now and then.
And they only have one vote for state, by the way. So a big state like California still only gets one vote by Wyoming or Vermont.
The House of Representatives, yeah.
Right.
Now, if it, there'll have to be a vote in that joint session, and I don't know how they do that, if both houses vote together or if they vote separate, to accept it or to reject it. If they reject it, then it goes into the House. Now, why would they reject it? Well, we are having a flood of lies and BS saying that the Russians somehow, and there's no specificity about how they were able to do it, but somehow the Russians hacked the election. And it basically went from the Russians were behind the WikiLeaks to the Russians actually hacked the election.
Right.
Well, the FBI says that's not true. Several of the intelligence agencies say it's not true. The political appointee of the CIA says, oh, yes, it is true. The same people that lied and told us.
Who happens to be, by the way, a Muslim. Happens to be a Muslim as well.
I didn't know that, but...
Well, the director anyway, of the CIA is Muslim.
This is all about the globalist. This is about overturning the will of the people. They did that, by the way. This last year, they've tried this, something like this, in two countries, two of the key BRIC nations, Brazil, which they were able to drive the elected president out, and South Africa, and they failed to drive the elected president of South Africa out. This is all lies. It's very much in your face. We've never had anything quite like this in over 200 years of American history. And the reason is, of course, the reason why we've had multiple attempts now. You know, they tried when, even at the nomination, they tried to get people to switch at the last minute and not nominate Trump. Now they're trying to get the electors. They tried to steal the election. They stole one heck of a lot of votes. In Detroit, they counted in the heavily Clinton precincts, they counted those votes 5 to 6 times. But the landslide for Donald Trump was so great that they were not able to accomplish.
Even though in places like California, there are probably millions of voter fraud votes. Were there illegals that had a driver's license?
No. Surely not.
2.8 million that could... They have more driver's license, and this is in the open media, in the last 4 years, given to illegals than illegal citizens in California. More...
Well, how sweet.
Yeah.
How sweet.
And Governor Brown passed a motor voter law, which Obama validated on video, to go to the voting booths. Don't worry, we're not going to turf you out of the country. And you have a right to vote if you have a driver's license and you're not a citizen. That's what Obama said.
Obama
lied. It's not true.
And actually, that was a criminal offense.
Right, you should actually pay for it.
That was encouraging people to violate the law. And to encourage people to violate election laws is a felony at the federal level and in most states. So, you know, he potentially is looking at prison time. But while his cohorts have control, nothing will happen. They want to create enough stink so that they can drive it into the House. Now, in the House, they only probably will have to bribe or blackmail or a combination thereof, maybe a dozen and a half congressmen to swing the vote. Remember, 50 votes. Some states it's fairly close, so a couple votes could switch the entire state. Now, if you think that's not possible, keep in mind that the total election cost around $3 billion. Hillary herself spent almost $1.5 billion. And remember, there were, you know, I'm talking the primaries as well as the general. So there was a lot of money spent. So they could drop 50, even 100 million on the right Congress critter. And I think maybe out of 300 and some congressmen, they might find a few that might be a little bit crooked.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's just a wild guess. It's kind of like saying you go into a bordello and you might be able to find a virgin, but don't count on it.
In other words, if you go into a cat house and you don't hear meow, then you know it's not for cats.
So
I know you're a cat guy, so I figured you'd like that joke.
I actually prefer dogs to cats, but I have several cats. It's a long story. But anyway.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you need to adopt a mullet and get a dog, not a dozen cats.
It's slowly in the process of remodeling the house. And when I remodel the house, I'm not going to have any animals in my house.
Good.
But anyway. Free. Yeah. But
we need to remodel Congress so there's no cat Congress critters in there anywhere. They're only real representatives of the people.
Well, part of the way of doing that is when Gates does take office, he will have many axes to grind. And they have put him through hell. And he should not have to be listening to or be concerned about this stuff. He should be able to totally focus on putting his administration together.
What did you say, Gates? You meant Trump.
Trump. And I'll tell you, Donald Trump should go after these people that have pulled this. They violated multiple federal laws. They have solicited, and there are advertisements in every state that the Republicans won asking the electors to violate state law and federal law and to not vote for Donald Trump. Now, people that are doing that, people are behind it, people can be shown to have cooperated or conspired to do that. They all need to be charged with federal felonies and prosecuted, and if convicted, they need to spend some time in a federal prison
right.
for several years. And if that includes Hillary, so be it. But there's a long list of charges Hillary should be looking at anyway. And her her pedophile, Satanist campaign manager, that man, you know, only in a very sick society would he be allowed to run loose, much less to run a presidential campaign.
Or even to have a pulse and be able to breathe oxygen.
Yeah,
if you know
yeah
what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you mean, because if it was one of my kids that was sacrificed in one of their blood sex orgies.
He would not be breathing or having a pulse. He would be dead.
Well,
he would be dead. We would just kind of help nature along to speed the process. How's that?
Well, you know, there are always a certain percentage of people that are so sick, so evil, so twisted. They have to be separated from the rest of humanity, whether you put them in prison for life or you execute them or whatever. There are some nutty people that you have to, and people that rape children, and even worse, people that kill children in satanic rituals. They certainly deserve, call it what you want, execution. You know, it should be done legally and properly, but they deserve to die. And we need to get them off of this planet. And I'm talking about people like all this Pizzagate stuff that was deeply connected to Hillary Clinton. But and some people say that all this is to draw attention away from Pizzagate. But I think it's more than that. I think the globalists
No, this is real. What word I've heard is that up to 70% of legislators in the district are criminals, the swamp. So-called, are actually compromised either by regular perverted sex or pedophilia. So there's a lot of compromised people.
Well, the reason that there are that many is, you see, it's way beyond bribery. The stuff that they have done and what you're seeing, for instance, in Europe, where they're flooding the country. They flooded this country with illegals from Central America and South America. But worse than that, they're bringing in Muslims.
Right.
And, of course, you've had a flood of Muslims in Europe. To do that for a member of parliament, a congressman, what other, in any nation to allow that, you have to be very, very vile. And
exactly,
that's why
vile.
They put these pedophiles and these sickies in.
Exactly. Back in a moment. Stay right there.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. And so, Tim, we're at a very momentous time in history. And a lot of people get freaked out because they want to attack the messenger because it's so bizarre that they can't believe that reality is being rolled out like this, or even the opposition to the true election of Donald Trump. It's just, it's unprecedented, isn't it? The boldness of the evil.
I spoke to an old friend of mine last night who is a classic libtard, and he's so concerned about who's been appointed this position and that position in Trump's cabinet, and the man hasn't even taken office yet. The mainstream media, if you're stupid enough to listen to them, you know, they outright lie, and it's not kind of, it's not bending the truth, it's outright lies, and they've told a number of outright lies since the election. I'll tell you, the chairman of the FCC is resigning. Another one has left. The Republicans will have a majority, and there's a couple of slots then that for Donald Trump to fill. And I hope he puts some people on that really, we need to break up this concentration of news media.
Right.
The rule was that you couldn't have more than one newspaper and in a city or one radio station or something. I don't know why any company should have more than any company or group of companies or individuals or group of individuals should have more than one radio or television station in the whole country, and those should be local people. Same way with this concentration of newspapers. I think that should be broken up under antitrust law. I think there should be a law that the newspapers should be owned locally.
And yeah, we can do the same thing with Amazon, which becomes more like an umbrella corporation. But antitrust would break it up so individual businesses could be under the umbrella of Amazon, the same way as these media. We need to realize that what's going on is concentration of power in the hands of a few people that don't have necessarily our best interests at heart at all.
18 plus years ago, when I was setting up what was to have been the fourth evening national newscast in the United States, and I backed out when my wife was diagnosed with terminal cancer. There were a lot of players in the news business. Now there are six corporations that control approximately 96% of mainstream news media. That's ridiculous, and they're all globalist owned. And I mean, you know, it's just it's propaganda. And the overwhelming majority of people now recognize that it's propaganda. They don't trust mainstream media. Well, why should they? They're lied to all the time.
Right.
But they're using the airwaves, which are owned by the nation, all of us, to do this. And that needs to be broken up. And I hope that Trump goes after these people, just as I hope he goes after the too big to fail banks, and I hope he puts a silver bullet in the heart of the Fed. The right. Fed needs to be
well. Look at the Fed. Look at the Fed. They're going to raise the interest rate 0.25%. Now, people don't understand this. That 0.25% on almost $20 trillion, 19+ trillion, means the money goes to the Fed for money they put a magic stamp on when it goes to the Federal Printing Office. Why do they have a right to put 0.25% interest on our money that we printed? How crazy is that?
Why should a group of mostly European bank central bankers, headed by the Rothschild family, control America's money supply and call it the Federal Reserve System? It's not federal and it's not a reserve. It's a scam. It's a 102-year-old scam, and it needs to stop.
Well, by the way, I want to make a little statement. I was checking around my emails in one of the breaks. And I had an email from a person who won't designate their name, and they said their name is Jay. And they said, why would you have on Joel Skousen when you interrupt him if you disagree? That's the nature of my broadcast. You have to understand, this is like mixed mental...
We interrupt each other.
Listen, the reason is, this is mixed mental martial arts. This is not Mr. Nice Guy. This is not Mr., welcome to the neighborhood, you know. This is, we're going to find the truth even if it hurts. And if you don't like that, turn the radio off, walk away, and stay ignorant. But if you think that I'm just going to accept everyone's viewpoint, and I'm not always right, I tell people, keep your skepticals on. If you keep your skepticals on, whatever we say, you can check the evidence yourself and say, you need to find out the truth. And when you own the truth, which you found out, then you got to do something about it. That's all.
By the way, one of the latest threats that Trump re-electors are reporting is they're being threatened with a bullet in the mouth if they vote for Donald Trump.
Now that's
the felony. Multiple
that's a felony.
Felonies.
We need to find out who they are. They need to go to prison at the least.
You got it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, Tim, we're on the same page. I think that they're doing everything they can to take over the election. And I think also, I would say, if even if they try to steal the election, they'll have a hot revolution. We will march on every state capitol in Washington, D.C. We'll take over the damn government, period. That's going to happen.
Remember, there was a landslide for Donald Trump that overcame the outright widespread theft of votes. In places like Detroit, there was a landslide.
We have a caller, Mike, in Kentucky. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Well, yeah, and it's part of this media takeover is headed toward one of Hillary Clinton's goals, and it's been known since the 1930s is to abolish the Electoral College, and that's one of the main, I guess, five planks of the recommendations to Roosevelt to try to establish a technocracy. Back in 1933, Henry A. Porter wrote a book about it and urged Roosevelt to try to become a dictator back then. And what we need is less people to blackmail or bribe. And so they want to create a streamlined cabinet, replace the Senate with an assembly of governors, and let the Supreme Court actually modify the Constitution without the amendment process and restore a strong federal service. That's what they want.
If they try to do that, we will have a hot revolution.
I believe it too, but Hillary,
let me tell you, the revolution and the Civil War will look like a party, a garden party of preschoolers compared to what's going to happen.
You know, getting rid of the Electoral College, they are really priming the pump to get people all over this country hate the Electoral College, but...
Look, the Electoral College is actually doing a pretty good job this time.
Yeah.
In the big cities, which are very corrupt, they were able to play with the software code, and even in places where there weren't software, to have people vote five and six times. There were many, many more votes cast in Detroit, in the Clinton areas, than there were people registered.
Yeah, they halted the recounts because of
I mean, it was so ludicrous.
The media auction that they're doing to try to get rid of huge amounts of the television spectrum is quashing a lot of local independent stations. And I don't think people realize what's going on there with that.
Well, I think Trump has a reason to go after mainstream media. And if he didn't have one before, which he certainly did, this last-minute attempt to try to pull a coup off is all the more reason for him.
They
lied. They are nothing but a propaganda arm for the mostly farm globalist banking cartel, and it needs to be broken up. And because these people will still continue, they're probably going to throw us into a global economic collapse and so forth.
Well, 40
he needs
probably
to go
an
after
average
the global banking cartel members.
There were probably
I'm not talking
40
about the front man like George Soros. Yeah, he needs to be in prison for the rest of his rotten life. But the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Schiffs, those people should be facing multiple felony counts, extradition to the United States, trial, conviction, and another see the light
yeah,
of day.
But the rest of his life should just be long enough to set up the IV for the terminal injection.
Well,
people need to understand this. There's certain types of crimes that you just can't really settle it until you actually eliminate the person that's the criminal. Even inside prison, they're dangerous.
Can you hear me?
You're right. Go ahead.
There's a spectrum auction coming up, and probably there were, I would say, 4,000 local mom-and-pop independent low-power TV stations in this country less than 15 years ago, and I would say it's down to less than probably 12 to 1,500 now, and they're trying to get rid of even them, and we satisfy here locally, and I know of others that do across the country. We satisfy the original mission for low-power TV, which was created in the 1980s because all of the radio stations were being bought up in large groups. And, you know, Clear Channel Radio, iHeartMedia, and all that was rumored for years to be a CIA operation because they ran with such a loss. No corporation could run that much debt and not make money for 20 years, but they did.
Well, I have said for years that when you look at the news business, while parts of it are very profitable and other parts aren't, what it really is designed to do is not like a regular business to make money. It's designed to control the population.
Exactly. Just like a lot of these people own sports franchises that lose money as a status symbol, a lot of the elites own media outlets as kind of a status symbol, and they don't run them, especially the news divisions, they don't make money. They run at a loss.
Well, and they're going downhill. If you, for instance, the city I live in, Evanston, Indiana, Scripps Hearts sold out their newspaper, and now it's part of USA Today. I've seen over the last 20 years, and a kinsman of mine was the chairman at one point of Scripps Hearts, but I've seen them deteriorate. The paper shrunk twice. It's now narrow. There's very little news in it because there's very few local reporters, and they don't know how to do investigative journalism. They don't want them to do investigative journalism. So
well,
you get a bunch of crap.
The fake
news. I don't subscribe to the paper because there's nothing in it that I want to see.
And then there's a lot of it is product placement type stuff.
But here's the real solution. It's digital. Since we joined RBN, are expanding our audience dramatically over Genesis Network. We are now on the Deagle Network, where we now are RSS audio and video feeds to pretty able platform on the planet in English. We have a premium Vimeo channel, YouTube channel, and we just acquired another agency just last night. And we're putting out lots of good material, including videos by yourself, Jim Fetzer, and other experts. We're putting out lots of good functional medicine material because the medical profession is going to have to be called screaming and kicking into the 21st century to actually start fixing health problems. There's no money in fixing the cause of health care, the cause of heart disease or diabetes or other terminal illnesses. There's no money in it. You got to understand that. And the system is designed, for example, Obamacare wasn't designed to give people health care. It was designed to be postnatal abortion to people who couldn't afford copays or be on death panels because you meet on Tuesday, but if you don't have emergency care in 2 hours, you're dead. And the fact is, Obamacare, this smirking salamander moron idiot Satanist who actually, you know, is smirking all the way through destroying America, and people still like him. You say, oh, he's likable. Are you kidding me? This is like the Pied Piper.
I don't think he's likable.
I think he's disgusting.
He's trash.
And the way he has his low, slow drawl and then say something a little quicker, he's using neurolinguistic programming to try to hypnotize you into believing that he really cares or really is knowledgeable or really tells the truth. The truth doesn't know this man. It's not possible. If he does it, it's accidental.
Exactly.
It's really disgusting. And the problem is, you see, the people who back him, like George Soros and his Saudi billionaire who helped to pay for a so-called pseudo-education while he was a CIA operative. Remember now, he's from a family of spooks. This is the Photoshop kid. There's that Canadian comedian who played that reality TV thing where his whole life was a reality show on television 24/7. What we have now is we have the Photoshop
Truman Show.
Yeah. And we have the Obama Show. This guy, even his name, Barack Obama, was selected by Zbigniew Brzezinski. Yeah. I mean,
Grandpa, a furniture salesman from Kansas, somehow ends up in Hawaii watching a communist guy. I mean, and that communist guy ends up basically raping his daughter. I mean, that should have got him fired right there.
Right.
It's everything crazy about Obama is made up. Every photo of Obama from childhood through, until early adulthood has been photoshopped. That's like a sea of giant red flags.
And that's why Trump had to kind of back off from that, because he knows enough to know that the Photoshop birth certificate, that this man is not an American.
Well, I mean, the sheriff out in Arizona is releasing some information today on that. I don't know what it will be. But
who is it?
One Clint...
Sheriff Arpaio.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he's making a release today. Now, I don't know if he's released it. I haven't seen it. But the point is, once this get-out-of-jail-free card, no indictment, no nothing card, that people like the Bushes and Obamas and Cheney and the wonderful Clintons and all these scumbags in Congress and
they're all
so
counting
forth
on it. It's gone. Trump destroyed them. He burned them in his fireplace.
Yes. And you're going to see a lot of rats fleeing the sinking ship. A lot of people packing their bags, moving their money offshore, you know, take their offshore money and go someplace where they can't be extradited. Because
you guys don't think that they're going to try to throw the Electoral College into the House of Representatives and all that people are talking about?
I think they're trying. I don't think they're going to succeed on Monday, but I think that won't be the end of it. Congress has to accept the election, and if they continue this barrage of propaganda, that's strictly designed to give them cover. And they will try to buy off enough senators and congressmen to reject the vote totals, which will throw it into the House and Senate, and then they'll have enough people in the House and probably in the Senate to elect whoever they want.
And the media loves it because it keeps the drama going, and they're trying to drag this out and get a bailout, essentially, from all this attack on the alternative and fake news.
Well, it also distracts people from Pizzagate, but it also...
remember, the next thing is midterm elections. They want to make sure they take away the majority in Congress so they can stymie Trump.
Yeah,
they also
want to
make sure that after the midterm 2020, they want a globalist Democrat Satanist in power. If it's not Hillary, remember...
that's what they want. But there's an old saying, wish in one hand and I'll clean it up.
Remember
the
analogy
hand
we had with my son, Matthew, Persephone, which is the goddess of spring, Brit introduces us to Hades. Saul Alinsky actually dedicated his book in the early 70s to Satan, and he said to Hillary Clinton that you would be the best candidate to introduce America to full-force Satanism, i.e., you're Persephone, and you're going to introduce America to the god of destruction, which is the underworld, the god of the underworld.
Well, I have said now for some time that this, what they're calling Pizzagate, is a great opportunity for Donald Trump and all of us Americans to expose the trash, to expose the Satanist. And while many people in America are not as good a Christian as they should be, this is still a Christian nation. And when the average American fully wakes up to the fact that the Clintons, the Obamas, and many of these people are Satanists, literally Luciferian worshiping Satanists, and connected not only with child rape but with child sacrifice in this Pizzagate thing, when the average American understands that, my God, there's going to be hell to pay for these characters.
Well, they need to have a quick trial and a fast execution.
Yeah. That sounds good.
And believe me, I'd squeeze a syringe. If they need to have a volunteer, I'll do it.
I'd rather be the hangman, and I'd give them some bad news. I'd say the trap door is not working, so this may take a little longer. But at the end of the day, you'll be dead.
Yeah. The pan. I've seen there's weird places where Pan shows up. You know, the flute playing nymph with his erect male member walking through the forest. Pan is a factor in this, apparently.
Yeah.
Pantheism.
Well, the reason for this is twofold. One, the Rothschilds and their people are Satanists and have been for centuries. Secondly,
the blackmail network.
This is beyond bribery. They want people in power that will betray and be traitors to their country in the worst possible way. If you don't believe that, look at Germany, look at France, look at all these countries in Europe with millions of Muslims. They riot. In London, there was a big riot, and they're demanding that their Muslim law be enforced. And, I mean, it's just one thing after
another.
These people don't belong in a polite society.
Do you know that, Tim, that the police force in Italy just yesterday all resigned in Rome because of this Muslim problem?
Wow.
They said we're done.
You know,
and they make it reinstated, but they're saying, you aren't giving us the tools, you aren't letting us do what we have to do with these people. This is way out of control.
Well, it is way out of control. When I saw a video where a truck driver heading to Calais in France, and he was, going to go across the channel there, and these Muslims running up along the highway trying to get in the truck, trying to steal stuff from the truck. They broke his mirror off, which in a big truck, your mirrors are vital to you to be able to park and so forth. And he was cussing like a sailor, and I thought, geez, too bad you don't have somebody with a high-powered rifle or a shotgun riding sidekick. There is a solution.
That's what's going to happen.
It's cheap. Bullets are cheap, And when these people get out of line, you shoot the bastard.
Well, here's going to be a simple solution.
And then you tell the rest of them there's a plane, ship, or train out of town, out of the country. Tim, you better be on it in 48 hours.
Tim, here's
we're coming after you.
A post-Merkel solution for Germany, and the Germans are listening right now. Number one, take all these Muslims and round them up into civil detention camps and separate the men, the women and children from the men. Put the men under high security, make sure there's no weapons that come and go from the camp. Get them ready to be shipped out on cruise boats back to their home country and put them in lockdown in civil detention camps in their home country. Don't just disperse them so they can show back up on the border. And nations like Turkey, they're playing games with Europe right now. They're literally blackmailing Europe. We're going to dump millions more of these people. The Turks are dangerous. And they're dangerous in every way. They could even close the insulate air base that we have there. So I don't think that people
Get our nukes out of Turkey and let the Turks know that if they continue to flood Europe with refugees, that we'll send them the nukes back.
Let me tell you what we need to do. I got to do the simpler plan. This is classified weapons. Number one, we're going to shut down all your banking. Number two, we're going to shut down all your transportation. We're going to close your borders to Europe. And then we're going to start frying buildings where we know the people that are in those buildings that need to have, an appointment with Allah. They're going to see Allah really quick.
And it's 72 virgins and,
We have technology that can take out an entire building without peeling the paint from the walls.
Are Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I want to make a little statement here. Tim, there's many people like Leo Zagami, yourself, myself, many. We are, quote, witnesses to the people of Earth, to America, and to people around the world of the issues, whether it's geopolitical or spiritual. And literally, when the last watchman is gone, judgment comes. And people need to understand that. And I got a scripture that was sent to me by one of our listeners yesterday, and I was reading it, and I'm thinking, you know, this is what's really going on. They have to understand, at some point, the globalists, if they do seize power, their first people they're going to decapitate is to either shut us down or to execute us, the truth speakers and the truth tellers and people ask questions. And when the alternative media, for example, this latest attempt by Congress to pass a bill to get rid of, quote, fake news and fake news websites, the idea of controlling the internet, October 1st, passed over by Obama to a Los Angeles-based international agency that will probably come under the control of the UN. You have to understand there's a time of tyranny coming that people don't see. They see the period of grace with Obama being gone, this monster, the abominator, I call him, and with Trump Pence coming in and giving us a period of time of grace, whether it's 4 years or 8 years or even longer, with, say, maybe a Mike Pence government or even an Ivanka or Kushner government. What we have to understand here is that that time of grace, it's like the king of Nineveh. You know, when Jonah came and prophesied to the people of Nineveh, he tried to escape, so God had him swallowed up by a whale. And then he prayed to God, and God spewed him up on the beach of Nineveh. So he said, hey, no, you got to go peek to these people. The largest city in the ancient world, 40 by 40 miles, 1,600 square miles with a wall 60 feet high and wide enough for three chariots. So you have to understand what's going on right now is this is that America is Babylon the Great. It is the final empire. It is the author and the enforcer of the mark of the beast. And a future president, not this one, will be, if we do not keep repenting, will be the beast dictator of Earth. It's not going to be a person from Brussels or Beijing or Moscow or South Africa. It'll be an American president. And I know from my classified access to information and technology on information processing, weapons of warfare, advanced technology that people have no idea America has, that are literally centuries ahead of anybody else, not just decades, that there is no power as great as America if it enforces all its power. Not the false power, though.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of technology that's suppressed because
right. And let me finish.
And
here's the point, Tim. The point is that America has to stay repenting continuously because remember, God gave 40 years of grace to Nineveh, but when they stopped repenting, He destroyed them.
FTA satellite, you never mentioned. It's a one-way private way to watch or listen to your network. By the way, you didn't mention that in all the different things.
And what's that satellite again?
FTA, free-to-air satellite. You can get a receiver and have it out in your work shed, and the NSA ain't listening because it ain't phoning home all the packets.
Wow. FTA satellites. You just go to FTA satellite and pull it up, and you
well, you just
to
research it. You can get one for about $160. And
you're
if you
kidding.
Guys have a channel, you have
I'll post up
channel.
A link for it. FTA, send me an email on that, please. Oh. I appreciate that, Mike.
All right.
In Kentucky, thank you out there for listening. Thank you for taking action. Thank you for praying for us and for yourself. And thank you for supporting NutriMedical. Get all your wellness needs here. Be a NutriMedical Santa and pray for America and the world because it is the end of the age. Believe it
or not. Get right with God, folks.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.